Welcome to the final episode of Experience Milwaukee's Tech in MKE series. Throughout 2023, Tech in MKE brought you conversations with business leaders who have a connection to Milwaukee, where we chatted about the state of technology in their organizations, our community, and how both came together to attract talent and make Milwaukee more techy. This episode, recorded in late 2023, features two technology leaders from the iconic company Harley-Davidson, General Manager Tom Murray and Product Manager Ben Gonzalez. They break down the hard work, determination, talent, and quite frankly, the grit that it takes to accomplish big goals in a large, dynamic organization. What strides has Harley-Davidson made along its hardwire strategy? What does the app website integrated experience look like for riders, dealers, fans, and more? How does your Harley-Davidson motorcycle seamlessly connect to both? And what type of talent are they looking for to take the company to the next level? All of this and more in a fast-paced and fun conversation. Tech in MKE is sponsored by Harley-Davidson, the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, Expedient, the Milwaukee School of Engineering, and Brooksource. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee. Tom, so much has happened since we last met and had, honestly, one of the coolest spots I've ever had a conversation in my life in, over at HQ. So what have you been up to? What's been going on?
Last time we talked was April, and it has been an exciting year. So we celebrated, as you're aware, of the 120th anniversary.
That's right.
And one of the highlights of the events was the Homecoming Festival that we had in Milwaukee. And it was the biggest music and moto event in Milwaukee this entire summer. And so we had enthusiasts, you know, from all over the world that came to see the events or join in on the events across the entire 120th celebration. And what was really cool about that is that we had thousands of riders and fans join us along. I think there's five different ride routes to get to the Milwaukee Homecoming Celebration. We have more than 100,000 people that showed up and celebrated the milestone. We had huge events at the museum, and we had Veterans Park rocking. We had, you know, things happening at all of our dealerships and then other venues around town. And we had some great things happening within our digital team to deliver, you know, really cool new features on the HD app that were really an integral and important part of that event. And so Ben can talk about this, who's Ben Gonzalez is our HD app product manager, who's with me today, and he can talk more about that. But, you know, at a high level, we were able to leverage the app to keep customers informed about the events, the activities of the celebration, including, you know, as I mentioned before, not just the events themselves or at the dealerships, but around the entire city. And we also added an exciting new dimension to the Harley-Davidson app, which is integrating our new membership and loyalty program that was recently launched. And again, Ben, given the opportunity, can get into more detail about that one.
Ben, as Tom alludes, what is the app all about at a high level, and what are some details on how it works?
The main purpose of the HD app is really we want to build that strong community, right, among riders and enthusiasts alike, and provide those tools and resources that are going to support everybody that's using the app. You know, fans across the board, we have those riders, we have non-riders, and everybody has a passion for motorcycling and the Harley-Davidson brand itself. We want to introduce more people to the sport of motorcycling by engaging them with other like-minded people and really help them make those connections by introducing things like our new community features, different groups that they're able to join that connect them with other people of similar interest, whether it's particular riding styles, different bike models that they may have, so everyone can kind of share the different customizations and look at the cool things that I just added and continue that inspiration and engagement with people that are in that similar mindset as you.
All right, Tom, we jumped right into the app, but let's take a step back and tell me about how this all plays into the bigger picture hardwire strategy overall.
Customers today expect a shopping or buying or owning experience that really moves, you know, sort of fluidly with them and meets them where they're at. Whether it's things like researching product information to help them make that purchase decision before going into a dealership, Or it could be things like scheduling a test ride, I don't know, making a service appointment if they already own a bike, checking in at a dealership for an event, or even, you know, placing an apparel line or an apparel order for pickup in dealer online. All of those things, we need to meet the customer where they are at. And, you know, this isn't a new trend. It obviously started a number of years ago, but then was really accelerated by COVID. And so collectively, these types of experiences need to be personalized and really seamless so that we create the most desirable experience for each individual customer, I'd say.
Ben, as the Hardwire strategy rubber meets the road through the app, what does this look like for dealers and how riders and fans engage them?
It's not just for our end users, right? It's not just for our riders. It's not just for our fans and enthusiasts and people that want to be engaged with the brand. But we have a very strong feature set for our dealers. And our app users can search for all the nearby dealers. It helps them find their preferred dealer where they live. So they have that, you know, home connection to that's my dealer. That's where I'm going to go. And of course, everyone knows, you know, a big part of our culture is visiting all the different dealerships worldwide, right? Riding out, collecting the t-shirts, collecting the coins.
Yep.
And so they have that ability to find those dealers along their routes, even be able to, you know, schedule service if needed on long journeys. Tom had mentioned our new membership program.
Mm-hmm.
The dealers are participating in our new HD membership program. It's really cool. They have brand new social profiles within the app. App users can now follow them and stay up to date on all the cool things that the dealers are doing, all the cool events that they're hosting. Just takes that relationship to the next level. Instead of just always just having to come into the dealership, you now have that ability to stay informed with them and stay connected in a manner that they never had that chance before.
Right. Sort of on demand, not just information, but access to that relationship. When you launch the app and you're going to sign up, the app asks you if you want to connect to Bluetooth or connect Bluetooth so that it can talk to your bike. How does that work?
We have a number of different bike models out there that have full connectivity capabilities. And so, yes, like you said, we'll start with a Bluetooth connection and it can actually connect the app to your Harley-Davidson bike. And through that connection, the app can then show you various different information about your bike, things like your fuel levels, odometer readings, if there's software updates that are needed. There's a lot of cool connectivity features that show you more information about your bike when you're off your bike. So as you're planning for trips and things like that, you can take out your app and see, okay, where am I? Do I need to go fuel up or am I full? When, you know, you're being asked about certain information and odometer readings, well, you can pull that up on your app and you don't have to run out to your bike and turn it on and, you know, get those numbers from there.
Okay, Ben, this is all super cool, but what about the riding experience itself?
You know, as Tom had mentioned earlier, just looking at our entire digital ecosystem, we have capabilities to plan a ride on the web and on the app, and it's all seamlessly integrated together. But once you have that planned ride for those connected bikes, you can actually send that planned ride to your infotainment center right there on the bike, and then therefore you have your turn-by-turn navigation right there as you're riding, you know, on the console in front of you. And then if there's, you know, if you have a bike that's not connected, our app still has fully featured GPS navigation built in. So just like you would in a car, you can mount your phone to a, you know, a visible place and our app can then navigate you along these epic routes that you're planning.
I can't even imagine what the team looks like and you and all of you have made leaps into the future on this stuff.
I mean, we just have an incredible mix of technical, design, analytics, business, right? Our talent across the board is just, it's awe-inspiring is basically the best way I can put it.
Sure.
Take all of that. And what sets our team really apart is that everyone on the team has a strong passion for delivering a great experience. And everyone is a fan of Harley-Davidson. You know, in addition to that passion, you know, the team members have strong technical knowledge. And they also have the soft skills that go along with it for, you know, that communication, that collaboration. the creativity, the decision-making skills that allow all the different teams to gel together to produce, you know, our amazing digital product suite.
Can you give me an example of some of the types of roles on the team, what kind of backgrounds they come with, and where does someone like me learn more about joining that team?
From a role perspective, we have product managers, we have product owners, business analysts, scrum masters, development managers, front-end and back-end engineers, QA engineers. We have analysts, as I mentioned earlier, and an incredible delivery team that, you know, takes our final products and helps us get those live in the world. Our team members come with a, you know, a huge background and a wide variety of technical skills, design skills, communication, leadership, and ultimately, you know, a strong, very strong tech team to deliver our amazing products. And honestly, if anyone, you know, is interested in learning more, go to harleydavidson.com, check out our career section. We would love to speak to students that are looking for, you know, their next career. We'd like to talk with technical experts out there in the world and that want to now take that technical expertise and join the amazing community that Harley-Davidson is.
Tom, let's bring it back to Harley-Davidson's hometown of Milwaukee. How does the company get involved in the community, and why is that important for everything we've talked about today and how Harley-Davidson moves forward?
You know, in addition to attracting those talented people with leadership and technology skills, now we also want to grow people, you know, for future roles. And that's why it's so important to us. And, you know, we work with not only tech in Milwaukee, but a number of local schools and community organizations to provide opportunities for students to have exposure for STEAM concepts and careers. And, you know, the intent of that is really to ignite the spark for the future innovators that will continue driving us forward. That's why we're so focused on and engaged in the tech scene in Milwaukee and why it's so important.
Right on. Well, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.